ABC Radio Australia.
A WHO and UNDP report is calling for the introduction of free syringes and needles as a way to curb a surge in HIV infections in Fiji. Now, Fiji has recorded more than 1,500 new HIV infections in 2024, with health authorities pointing to intravenous drug use as the key driver in infections. Now, the new report says a scarcity of clean syringes, unsafe practice and a lack of knowledge about blood safety has seen HIV infection rates surge, with young Itauke or indigenous Fijian men the most affected. Well, for more on this topic, we're joined by Dr. Alipate Vakamondea, President of the Fiji Medical Association. With that, I say, Yandra, Doctor, thank you for joining us.
Yandra, Yandra Vinaka, and Happy New Year to everyone.
Absolutely. Happy New Year, Doctor. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I must say, I'd like your thoughts on this call for a national needle and syringe program. Like, is this what's needed to curb that growing HIV statistic?
Yeah, well, two things. Number one is the study presents actual evidence from IV drug users that they have actively been sharing. And we also know that the HIV statistics are being pushed by the IV drug users. So this is definitely something that we need to do. We need to get our people to stop sharing their syringes, and that would help hopefully curb the HIV increase.
Mm. And Doctor, I know in Fiji, pharmacies can't actually, provide needles and syringes without a prescription. So I'm just wondering, would you support then the removal of this provision, like this report is actually calling for?
Yeah, so it was interesting that this is not actually something that's legislated. So when the investigators actually went and approached some pharmacists, they said that to support the prevention of IV drug use, they were mandating that prescriptions had to be given for to prescribe the needles and syringes. But what we're trying to do now is to get rid of that and to tell pharmacists, basically, if someone comes in and wants to buy a needle and syringe or something, just go ahead and give it to them, to make it safer.
Mm. And with that, would then having needles and syringe work, would it actually work in the Fijian context? Because, we talk about the communal nature of Fijian society and that stigma, that surrounds drug use. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. So we know from evidence that it has worked overseas, places like Southeast Asia and things like that. It's made a significant impact on reducing the number of IV drug transmitted HIV. But like you said, our nature here is that in the Pacific is one where we share, like in the Yangona, we share a bowl of Yangona amongst multiple people. So this could possibly be something that aligns to our culture, but not in a good way. And so one of the things that the government has done is you hear on the media right now, they are trying to basically sensitize the public and especially IV drug users to not share needles, like share everything else. But this is one thing that we would encourage you not to share.
Yes.
But time will tell. Time will tell whether it makes an impact.
Yeah, and I'm also wondering, Doctor, do you think it should go further and include injecting rooms, similar to what's in places like here in Australia and New Zealand?
Yeah, I don't know if that's what the study had suggested, but it could possibly be something that we look at. But at the moment, we're just trying to get the basics right, which is making sure that we have the needle and syringe program running first, and then we could look at value adding and looking at other opportunities to increase the safety of this.
Mm. Okay, well, this is interesting, Doctor, because, around this time, 1 year ago, I think you were on Pacific Beat and even the ABC warning about intravenous drug use and an HIV surge. Yeah. And now it's become a government concern. The PM is talking about it. So are you happy that there is now an all sort of government approach to the problem?
Yeah, obviously, this is something that the Fiji Medical Association had been jumping up and down about for a few years now. But yeah, very glad that the government has got involved, and it's multiple sectors that have all come together now. So we're working on not just the needle syringe program, but also trying to address the issues around addicts, so addictions. We've got some donor partners who've also got involved. Koika, they're looking at setting up a drug rehab hospital in Suva, and even with DFAT, they're looking at supporting. They did a consultation looking at setting up a new service specifically targeting drug addicts. So lots of support in this area, and I think we're moving in the right direction.
And look, talking about the right directions, then do you think from your experience, or even from your members' own experience, do you see HIV cases as stagnating or being reduced? Because, like, I mean, in short, are we in a better situation than last year?
In terms of the numbers, I don't think we are in a better situation. I think I'm from what our members are sharing preliminary, it's still increasing. So we haven't seen that plateau yet. But hopefully in the next couple of months, couple of years, we'll start to see the plateau and then hopefully the decrease. But at this point, we're not seeing that. And the other issues, like, we need to know what the numbers are. At the moment, the ministry keeps referring to that from 2024, which is now a year old. But from what we gather from the ground, it's definitely increased significantly. We haven't plateaued yet.
Yeah, and as you said earlier, you know, this is a whole thing where it's a bit of a wait and see to see whether it works.
Yeah.
But again, apart from free needles and syringes, Doctor, what can health authorities do to actually combat the surge in HIV infections?
Yeah, so I think this. They're doing all they can at the moment. And like I said, they're being supported significantly. But we need to think a bit broader than health. This issue has been brought around because of drugs. And I noticed that it now seems to be being discovered in other parts of the Pacific, like Samoa. And that is a serious issue. In the same line as that, we're getting lots of donor partners, other countries to come and assist Fiji in health. We also are calling for donor partners to start assisting to police the Pacific, because we are basically the dumping ground for these hard drugs before they actually go to their intended location, which is unfortunately Australia and New Zealand. So we're calling on development partners, other countries to come and assist the Pacific, not just in health, but in protecting our borders and keeping these drugs out of the Pacific, because this is the real cause of these issues that we are currently facing.
And that's it. Coming back to this WHO and UNDP report, it mentioned that young Italke or Fijian men are the most affected by the surge in HIV numbers. Doctor, why do you think it's had such a hard hit on your young Fijian men?
Yeah, I guess it's the risky behavior that young Fijian men, Italke men, are used to. It's their behavior that makes them that predisposes them to being part of the high risk population. But what we've seen now is that it's now starting to spill into not just IV drug users, but it's now becoming sexually transmitted. There's increased mother to child transmission rates and things like that. So I think it's particularly hitting us, the Itake male, quite significantly because of their behavior.
Doctor, that's all the time that we have for today, but as always, appreciate you coming on and sharing your thoughts on the call for this National Syringe and Needles Program. Vinaka.
Vinaka wakalevu.
That was the President of the Fiji Medical Association, Dr. Alibate Vakamondea.